If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ho, 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 hello, and welcome to the Eurogamer Newscast News Quiz of the Year 2023. I'm your host, Tom Phillips, and we are here once again to look back on another memorable year in the video games industry and see who was paying the most attention. Joining me, as ever, it's Eurogamer's top-notch team of news elves. We have...
Am I going first? Yeah. I am Ed, the Nightingale Before Christmas.
Beautiful.
I'm feeling a lot of pressure now. I am Victoria Candygane Kennedy.
Amazing.
And I am Pika.
Yeah. I'm living. No, it's Liv.
Liv Pika. Pika Liv. Thank you for joining us, and thank you, contestants, for looking so fabulous for the occasion. It's been another crazy year, and channeling my Anne Robinson, we're going to find out who reported for duty this year. Who was more well-sourced than weak-sourced? We're about to find out. We've got 23 questions.
With that bottle of rum behind me, and I'll just have that resource.
That's exactly how I feel as well.
It's been a crazy year. It's been a year of some brilliant, brilliant games. Before we begin, obviously, an important note, it's also been a pretty crappy year in terms of layoffs in the video games industry. And while we're not going to be quizzing contestants on that subject for obvious reasons, it feels right that we mark this or anything mentioning the turning of the year makes note of that topic. Here's hoping 2024 brings more positive news for everybody who works in and around video games. With that said, we will crack on to the questions. Like I said, there's 23 of them as we're looking back on 2023, beginning with news back in January this year. If you fancy playing along at home, please do. We'll be taking a break a couple of times through the quiz to tot up the scores so far and see where everyone is placed.
I'm scared. Okay. I'm not going to lie.
I'm pumped.
I have done no revision. So this is me forgetting everything from yesterday, let alone January. So this is not going to go well.
What did we write about this morning? What happened today?
I don't know. I write a story and it's immediately out of my head. So it's in there at the time, I promise.
We've written something like 1,600 news stories this year between us four, obviously with Matt Wales and Vicky as well. But it's an awful amount. It's not an awful amount. It's an awfully
it's an
big
awful
amount.
Amount.
It's an awfully big amount. But all of these questions are based on things that we wrote a news story about on Eurogamer this year. Beginning with question one.
God.
A nice British story to start off. In January, a UK political figure was immortalized in block form as part of a Minecraft education challenge to redesign Croydon. And that is sort of a clue with this, I think. It's a UK political figure immortalized in Minecraft. Something to do with Croydon. He presented it. Oh, I said he.
Oh. Okay, well, already know my answer's wrong then, because mine is not a male.
I remember this happening, but I don't remember who it was. No.
I'm going to quickly put a different name down.
Question number two. January saw us bid a very sad farewell to Google Stadia. Just days before, Google released a test project it had been using to develop Stadia internally so that everyone had something to play on Stadia, I suppose. It was named similarly to a retro game series favorite. What was the name of that game? It was the last game released for Stadia.
And we covered this in the news team.
I have no idea.
Right, retro game. This is a tough one.
The clue is that it's named similar to a retro game series favorite. A series with weapons of mass destruction and Armageddon. Right, that's enough dead air. Question number three. In February, we learned that a popular 2014 video game had been lying to us whenever they made its horses sprint. A developer on the project said the game had simply added speed lines and changed the camera so it felt faster. Because the game engine actually couldn't handle horses going any quicker, which is brilliant. What was that video game?
Oh my gosh, I can remember the clips.
And I'll give you a clue. The engine that couldn't go faster was Frostbite. If that helps.
Oh, and yes, now you've mentioned the engine, Tom, I'm all over it.
As we all knew you would be.
Yes, I'm so good at my engines.
Question number four. We reported this year on a video game that had violated the Geneva Convention. That video game was Among Us.
Oh, damn, I knew that bit. Oh.
And its developer, Innersloth, was forced to quickly change something in the game to adhere to international laws. The question is, what were they made to change in Among Us so it no longer broke the Geneva Convention?
I don't want to get cocky, but I think I just got my first point.
I don't want to be cocky, but I might have my third first point.
Oh! I love it. The annual Christmas argument. Still in February, question number five. In California, a Nintendo fan sparked a major security scare at their university. They sent a bad joke email that was forwarded onto Californian police and deemed a major security threat. Why had they sent that email? Or what was the contents of that email? What had this Nintendo fan done in their email? Or why were they sending this email? I'll be lenient with this one. It's basically, what was the email about? And why was it sent that sparked this?
I thought you said we'd know the answers to these questions.
This is, I think, maybe you wrote this, Ed.
Uh-oh.
Well, I wrote the first one. I don't know that much.
Maybe think, like, what... I don't know. Maybe that wouldn't help. I was going to say, maybe think what happens early each year. If you're a Nintendo fan, you're looking forward to something.
Oh, well, now you've just given it away.
I felt like you needed a... You needed a little boost. You needed a point.
Well, I think so. I might be
wrong. We'll find out. Question number six. Which video game, released in February, included a secret musical Easter egg with a catchy tune unlocked by stomping on the floor? You had
what
to stomp
on
February? Yeah. I don't think February. I was surprised that this
Elden
was
Ring,
February.
Just last year.
Yeah, what, really?
Victoria, Mr. X. I don't think February is going to help, because I actually thought this was a different month. But if you think like a musical Easter egg, and it was you had to stomp on the floor a certain number of times.
Elden Ring.
Stop saying that, because now that's in my head.
So what the problem is right now is the fact that the musical Easter egg that Tom is referring to is now actually in my head, and I'm trying very hard not to hum it.
It's a catchy tune.
Shush. Question number 7, Tom, please. I think we should just move on. Elden Ring.
Question number 7. In March, rapper 50 Cent, good old Curtis, set tongues wagging by posting a cryptic teaser for something to his Instagram. Fans saw this very famous video game logo that he had posted as confirmation of a new game project or a TV series or something to do with this project. A week later, the truth was revealed, and actually it was nothing to do with it at all. But what was the video game logo that 50 Cent posted on his Instagram that got everyone talking? And as a clue, I'll say it was nothing to do with any events at the beginning of last week, which took over the internet. But people thought it might be.
Oh, hang on. Do you want what it actually was?
I want the name of the video game or the franchise that he posted a logo for.
Okay.
I think you were trying to help, but you've actually just confused me more.
Yeah, so.
Good.
good. Excellent, Tom. Keep doing that.
He posted a logo and it was literally like game name. And everyone was like, oh my goodness, he's doing something with game name. And actually, he was doing a thing and it was the exact same name, which I'm sure now lawyers have made him change. Whether he did it knowing that it was going to get people confused and talking, I don't know. But
I'm still trying to think of the stomping.
See, Elden I Ring. Really want to hum it, but that would be too much of a giveaway.
In the lands between where Melania sits.
Right, final question in this first round. Number 8. This is your one and only Fortnite question, for which I apologize. Plenty of brands have launched Fortnite crossovers this year. There was actually a question in last year's quiz about crossovers, and there's one again this year. But which company did so earlier this year with a map named SOS Tomatoes? It was meant to highlight the falling levels of soil quality worldwide due to overfarming. But the clue really is in the tomatoes bit.
And again, I think you'll agree, it's Elden Ring.
Right, that's the first 8 questions. Do you guys want any of those repeating, or shall we go through the answers?
No, I'll do the answers.
This is going to be so bad. I promise I pay attention at work. I'm very good at my
If everyone got everything right, then there wouldn't be a winner.
But what about everything
wrong?
There's still also no winner.
I mean, I hope some people have got some questions right. Right, question 1 then. In January, the UK political figure immortalised in block form. Anyone know who that was?
Ed? Can I say my first answer was Nestle Tower? Because I missed the bit about it being a person.
Interesting.
Good.
I put another answer down.
I believe the answer is London Mayor Sadiq Khan.
Absolutely right.
Yes.
Oh, I put Nigel Farage as my other guess.
I had
Farage in Minecraft.
I don't know. I mean,
he's
at least
in the jungle, but not in Minecraft.
At least I got a male politician that time rather than a building.
Closer, definitely closer.
Wow.
All right, well done, Ed and Liv. Question 2, Google Stadia shut down. This was a tough question. The name of the game was, anyone know?
I've written, well, you said weapons of mass destruction and retro, so I've written Metal Google Solid.
Oh, I love that.
That's good.
Almost,
they should have done that.
Worthy
so
of a
much
point.
Better.
No, you know. I didn't realise points were also on going on offer for creativity.
No, they're not. They're not. I said almost. Do you know what it was, Liv?
No, I guess snake. I couldn't think of anything else.
I put space invaders because I was trying to think of like space invaders, and I thought Google might need a door because they need to leave the Stadia business. So
I put space. These are all great answers. More interesting than the actual one, which was Worm Game.
Oh.
Worm Game.
Oh.
I would much rather play Metal Google Solid.
Yeah, same.
Me too. Really,
where did Weapons of Mass Destruction come into Worm Game?
What, Worms? WMD and Worms Armageddon. Worms.
Like Holy Hand Grenade, yeah. Is that what we're thinking about? Hallelujah.
Yeah, that Worms.
Yeah, I guess.
All right. In February, then, question three, we learned that the popular 2014 game Lying About Its Horses had been, anyone know?
I believe it was Dragon Age Inquisition.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
Yes. Did you all get that?
Yes.
Okay.
Aye, aye.
Awesome.
Got my first point,
why did Among Us break the Geneva Convention? Does anyone remember?
I've written the wire colours. I have no idea.
The medical bay colours because they had a red cross and they had to change it to a blue cross.
First aid kit design.
Yeah, Liv, I'll give you the point as well. It's classic. The red cross on the med bay logo. And yes. Yeah, you can't have a red cross anywhere on a med kit, on a med bay, anywhere in a video game. It's officially only for things that are life-saving. And a video game med bay is not. So they had to change it.
I remember that now. I mean, at least it got colour. Just the
yeah, thing. Yeah.
Of wires.
You didn't get the specific colour, you just said colour of wires. I did not hear the mention of red.
All right.
Question five. Why did the Nintendo fan... He sent an email basically trying to get out of classes. Why was that?
From your clue... I'm going to guess the direct release date.
Yeah, I'll give you that. He sent it round saying there was going to be a once-in-a-lifetime event and he couldn't attend class. The security, the cops, read that as someone's going to do something awful at the school. What he meant was he was really hoping that there was going to be a new F-Zero game announced at Nintendo Direct.
Weren't we all?
You got F-Zero 99, Ed. That's
you got your
eventually,
Switch,
yeah.
Switch port,
yeah.
That's your F-Zero game for the next 99 years.
Doesn't it just write? Does just writing Nintendo Direct count?
Yeah, that's fine.
I put Nintendo Direct. I'll thought take it. A threat. Which I thought.
Yeah. It's pretty so fun. You will get points there. Right.
You got to sing this next one back to us.
There once was a ship named.
Oh, is it? Is it?
The Wellerman comes, I'll take our money and tea. Dead Space remake.
Yeah.
Oh, the shanty.
Oh, of course. I literally wrote Elden Ring because Victoria just put it in my head and I was like, I'm not leaving a gap.
There's a horse with a massive man on top.
There once was a ship from the CEC, the Ishimura USG. She cracked her moon with gravity. Go, my bully boys, go.
Woo.
That was a lovely rap, Tom.
Thank you. So, Victoria, you got the point there.
Yes, I did.
In March, rapper 50 Cent set tongues wagging when he posted a logo for... Anyone remember?
Really... from GTA, wasn't it?
Yeah. I've also written GTA.
I put GTA, and then you said something about it's not to do with what happened last week.
Which confused me.
Yeah.
Oh, by that I meant people thought at the time that he was teasing like a GTA 6 kind of announcement.
Oh.
So if you put down GTA, it was specifically Vice City, I think, but GTA is fine.
GTA?
I put Vice City Shizzle, because I wanted to make it more like a rap.
That is exactly how rap plays.
Wow.
Yes. Lastly, then, plenty of Fortnite brands crossed over into the game this year. Plenty of brands crossed over Fortnite this year. SOS Tomatoes was, does anyone remember?
Heinz ketchup.
Yes. Yeah. Liv, did you get that?
I did.
Awesome. I appreciate that, honestly. Brilliant. It's really close at the end of this first section. There's just a point in it. Ed is currently on 5. Victoria and Liv on 6.
Of course.
Oh, tense.
I told you I'd lose.
It's very early days.
Just one round.
I've lost already. I'm out.
There's still quite a way to go.
You'll notice that a lot of these questions are about the first half of this year, because I was reading through all of the old news stories that we've done, and I was like, oh, that would be a good question. And then I got to sort of question 20 of 23, and I'd only hit August. So yeah. I did change some, but a lot happened this year.
You know what bothers me is the fact that you've gone through January and February, and there wasn't anything on The Last of Us, and that was where I would have done okay.
You're winning, yeah, Victoria.
I didn't want to make it too obvious.
Yeah.
Right, let's crack on then with question number 9. This is the darkest day in our 4 decades in Britain, Microsoft President Brad Smith angrily said on British breakfast television in April. Microsoft bid to buy Activision Blizzard had just been blocked by the UK. He then went on to add, something has never seemed wider. What was that something? What did Brad Smith say has never been wider? I'll give you a clue. He was at that point very happy with Europe, not happy with the UK.
Is it a phrase or is it one word?
It is a thing. A thing had never seemed wider. A proper noun thing. That's it. That's all the questions. That's all the clues I'm going to give. In May, question 10, we learned that a video game was set to include some cheesy post-sex pillow talk with lines such as, life is a sexually transmitted disease that's 100% fatal. What was that video game?
Who the hell wrote that story?
I think it was Wes.
I think it was Wes.
Oh, well, now it all makes sense.
I remember it.
This came out of, I think the game got rated by the ESRB or something like that. And, you know, it sort of includes some of the dialogue as examples for the rating. And we learned some of the, like, content with sexual themes that was in the game, including this brilliantly written line.
Could you repeat the line?
Life is a sexually transmitted disease that's 100% fatal.
Sorry, one more time?
This was a new game that was coming out.
Yeah, so this was in advance of its release. It was rated by the ESRB and we got to hear this line. I think it was the ESRB. It might have been Peggy or something like that. I mean, it's a game where you can sleep with people.
Well, that's going to change my answer, I think.
What did you ask before?
could be the right answer.
I was about to say Mario Wonder. Sorry.
It definitely wasn't Mario Wonder. That's why Charles Martinet was fired. there might be a question about him later. Question 11. Which actor promoted Gran Turismo 7 this year, despite admitting they were then about to take their 5th driving test? This was a very well-known actor who you will all know, who was roped in by Sony to promote Gran Turismo 7. And when they did press for this this media op, I think they were asked, you know, how was your driving? And they replied, not very good. I'm about to try my fifth driving test. Question number 12. Possibly my favorite Eurogamer news headline of the year. Begins, clean your bikini bottom. What was this a news story about?
Finally want to know.
It was clean your bikini bottom in name of thing. What was that thing? Question 13, I wrote these questions a little while back, a few days back, and then sort of annoyingly this has come up again. So this is going to be quite an easy one, I think.
That's not a problem, Tom.
It is
a problem and we don't get it.
In May, voice actor Patricia Somerset quickly backtracked on comments that two famous video game characters, one of whom she voiced, were in a relationship. Those were the words she used. Who was this famous video game couple? And yes, this just came up in the news again this week. So, she then later said, oh, actually, it's what I meant was their really good friends relationship. And definitely not that Nintendo had got involved.
With benefits.
Question 14. This year, we learned details of how legendary author Stephen King licensed Alan Wake's opening quote to Remedy. If you remember, the original Alan Wake begins with Alan Wake giving a Stephen King quote. How much did Stephen King charge Remedy for that quote? We wrote a news story and that amount was in the headline, I believe. So it was a notable amount.
I'm failing miserably here.
Two more questions in this round. In July, we reported that Northern Ireland police were investigating a screening of the Super Mario Brothers movie. Why were the police called to that screening? It was a kid's screening of the movie, and something happened in that screening of the film, and the police had to be called. We never covered this story again. I did do a quick look around and it's unclear what happened next.
I remember because I wrote that one and
I
found that one. I have no idea. This is rigged, I swear.
Finally, in this section, in July, Xbox marketing mouthpiece Larry Herb finally left the company after 22 years. How is he better known? Larry Herb or Crib? Herb? He had a blog for a very long time. Wore big suits. Always kind of reminded me of Stan from Monkey Island.
His arms always move really erratically when he was talking.
What, Stan, or I almost said his name. And with that, we are 2/3 of the way through the quiz. Anyone need any of those questions repeating one more time? Or shall we go through the answers? Let's go through the answers. What had what was never wider, according to Brad Smith, Microsoft president, after the darkest day in Britain? Anyone remember?
I put the English Channel.
That's correct.
Yes.
Actually, I put the English Channel.
What about if I wrote the ocean between Europe and the UK?
That well-known ocean. Well,
this is why I said, yes. Is it a word or a phrase?
I think I'm not going to give a point, Liv, just because there is no ocean between
the body of water.
Europe and the UK.
The body of water.
Yeah, there is a body of water.
That's what ocean means. It was ocean with a small C, not ocean with a big, a small O even, and not a big O, not a capital O.
It's the ocean with a small C, S-E-A.
I did say it was a proper noun, and so I'm going to have to
Remember the name of it.
I feel like I should deduct a point for your lack of geography skills.
Oh.
But I won't.
I just wrote the gap, which I think is technically correct.
That's not a proper noun or the name of the body of water between England and
I mean, if you gave the gap
Europe.
A capital G, it makes it a proper noun.
That
right?
was a proper noun.
I wrote everything in capitals.
Very aggressively shouting it.
So Victoria gets the point there. In May, we learned that, I'm not going to say the quote again, was going to be in the video game, the cheesy post-sex pillow talk. What was that video game?
Oh, dear. Well, the only game that I've slept with anyone in this year was Baldur's Gate 3. I'm pretty sure it's not that, but that is the answer I put down.
I put Starfield. That's a good guess.
Liv, what did you put?
I was on the same page with that. I couldn't remember anything. My first answer was going to be Final Fantasy 16.
How dare.
Just to annoy her.
It was but Starfield.
No, yes.
Some great writing. Which actor promoted Gran Turismo 7 despite failing their driving test 4 times and having to take a 5th?
Chris Pratt. Because he's everywhere.
I love that. It's not. But that was a good guess.
I think I know.
I think you will know, Victoria.
I've guessed Tom Holland.
No.
Bella Ramsey.
Bella Ramsey is correct. Yeah. She's obviously... Well, of course, Victoria knows. They're obviously on the Sony payroll from The Last of Us. Right. Everyone should know... If you're cleaning your bikini bottom, what are you playing?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Power Wash Simulator SpongeBob DLC bit.
Yeah.
Yes, 1 point.
In May, everyone should know this too, the voice actor confirming two characters in a relationship. Those characters were...
<Ba-da-da-da>.
I think that's the sound he makes after...
Nintendo says no.
Surely it would be the like puzzle completed theme. Da-la-la-la-ling.
Oh my gosh.
Or a ba 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 ba.
So I think we all agree Zelda and Link, yeah?
Yes, yeah. To be clear. Yeah.
Can we get if we get their ship name, which is Zelink?
Zedlink.
Oh. No, you can't get a bonus point for that. I didn't know that, though.
Zelink. Yeah.
I guess it's better than Lelda.
Linda.
Linda.
I think that's what they named their kid.
Yeah. Link, Zelda, meet our baby, Linda.
They're definitely in a relationship. I mean, they live in the same house.
There's only one bed.
Yeah. Question 14. Stephen King gifted the quote from Alan Wake's opening for the princely sum of, anyone remember?
Is it like a dollar?
It's a dollar.
Up at 10K.
I had 10 quid. Oh. So I was definitely close.
If you quickly just scribble out your zero. and then change that pound to a dollar sign.
Have you been doing cheating, Victoria? I'm an
absolutely
honest
not.
Person.
I've always said that about you.
I mean, the title of Eurogamer News Quiz of the Year champion and all of the bragging rights attached is clearly worth it.
Is there a trophy?
No.
Oh,
you wish.
It's just bragging rights. In July, Northern Ireland police were investigating a screening of the Super Mario Brothers movie because, does anyone remember what happened?
Now, I have written, the children wouldn't stop singing Peaches and had to be forcibly removed.
That's a great answer.
It's a good answer. It's not the right answer,
oh,
but it's a good
hilarious.
Answer.
I got indecent images shown.
Yeah, I got inappropriate content with nudity was shown during a school trip.
Yeah, someone brought along a projector and put porn up on the screen, which is pretty shocking.
Which is a different kind of peach.
A different kind of peach.
I do not remember that story at all.
Yeah. Cool. And then finally, what is the name for Larry Herb? Marketing mouthpiece.
I put like the Colonel or something like that. He's got some kind of like RC.
What, the guy who does KFC?
No, but it's something like that. It's like, or the captain, or it's some kind of like self promoting.
You are on the right
moniker. And I can't remember the exact one, but
I think
I've
got it.
Liv?
Well, okay, you go then.
No, what were you going to say, Ed?
Well, I don't know if I'm getting confused with somebody else, but I've written Commander Nelson.
Oh, that's so
Major
close.
Nelson.
Oh. That's it. I knew it was military.
The only
I'll give you half a point there, Ed.
Yeah. Can I get half a point for something
no.
like that?
No.
Because
no.
I don't
know.
Need it. I do.
No.
I knew the sort of general sort of umbrella area of naming.
If I don't get half a point for the body of water between Europe and the UK, then you do not get half a point for saying...
I'm sorry. You would have got half a point for the body of water. You said ocean.
Ocean with a small O.
Okay. We are two-thirds of the way through the quiz, and I can tell you that Ed has 7.5 points.
Yes!
Liv has 10 points. Woo. Victoria has 13 points.
Yes.
But there is all still to play for in this final batch of questions as we take on the final third of the year, mostly the late summer and early autumn, because then I had already hit my quota of questions.
Nothing happened in the last couple of months anyway.
No.
Yeah.
It's fine. Also, it'd be too recent. You know, it wouldn't be a quiz if we were saying what happened. What game was announced last week by Rockstar?
That's not a Bully question. 2. Imagine that.
It's crazy.
Right. Question 17. We've got 7 questions left. This summer, supermarket giant Tesco made headlines in the video games world. Why was that? Why did we report on something that Tesco was doing or no longer doing? Question 18. Also this summer, Nintendo announced the retirement of Charles Martinet as the legendary voice of Mario. But Martinet was given a replacement job, something the voice actor later admitted he had no idea what it meant. What is his job title now? Question 19. In September, a globally renowned place of culture, somewhere you'd go to absorb culture, was besieged by video game fans and scalpers. What was that place?
trying to get the wrong year.
Oh, what a shame.
Elden Ring.
This
Elden
is the quiz
Ring.
Of the year 2023.
Elden Ring.
If that
they're in the lands between.
Elden Ring. Elden Ring.
There once was a ship on the sea.
Not now, Tom. Oh, no.
Question 20. In October, we reported that Baldur's Gate 3 sex speedrunners were now bedding Lazelle.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. In record time, in less than how many minutes had people quickly rushed between the sheets with Lazelle? And I think this is the most recent story that we've done on this, so it hasn't, they've not come any quicker.
So to speak.
Sorry, was that a deliberate? Double entendre.
Oh, hang on a second, guessing myself.
It's a very low number.
I'll stick with it.
Also in October, it was announced that the next Awesome Games Done Quick will feature speedrunner Peanut Butter playing NES game Gyromite. This speedrun will be something of a first. Why is that?
What was the...
Do you want me to repeat it?
Yeah, sorry, what was the... Did you say game?
It was announced in AGDQ that speedrunner Peanut Butter would be playing NES game Gyromite. Why is this a first? Two questions left. Last month, Microsoft announced the first ever Xbox controller that you could... What? Something about it. It was the first time they'd ever done this with a controller. And finally, this month, for Christmas, the Pokemon Company set up a Christmas tree made of plushies. It was 16 foot tall. What was placed at the very top? A bit of Pokemon knowledge to finish off.
I really hope that I get it. I'm the one that's not dressed like a Pokemon.
It kind of makes sense if you think about what it could be.
I wrote this story.
You did write this story, Liv.
And I specifically noted what was at the top.
You did.
I was like, this is a great story. Because I remember your strap line.
But was that
what do you put on top of a Christmas tree?
I think so. Well, I mean, that's what I've written, so let's find out.
There are a couple of options. Hmm. What do you all put on top of your Christmas trees? Do you have a specific thing?
A copy of Elden Ring.
A sea shanty.
The answer is Elden Ring victorious.
Yep.
How did you know what I had on top of my Christmas tree? Get out of my house.
Right.
My parents have
House. Let's get those final answers in. This summer, Tesco said it was... What was it doing or not doing?
It would stop stocking physical games.
Yes.
Yes.
No longer selling games? Does that count?
Ooh, you can still buy the gift cards.
You could buy the cardboard things with the codes on, so you could still buy games there, but you can't buy physical games. Sorry, Liv.
Half a point?
Physical is a key part of that answer.
Yeah, it's boxed or physical I was looking for.
But half a point for getting the not selling them?
No.
Half a point for games in this video game quiz.
Sorry, Liv. No. This summer, Charles Martinet became Nintendo's official, what was his job title?
Mario Ambassador.
Mario Ambassador.
Oh, I knew it was something. I just put Mario Spokesman. I knew it was something like that.
Liv, what did you put?
I have Ambassador.
I mean, only half a point because you missed the Mario bit, right?
Yeah, I realised now that I was way too lax in writing up my answers.
I'll give you Ambassador. I think Ambassador is the main point of that.
Thank you.
And a completely nonsense job title. Where did video game scalpers descend in September?
Now, until you said scalpers, I put in France because of the Assassin's Creed thing, and then you said scalpers, and I remembered, so I put the Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam.
Same.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Nice.
But originally, I had a place in Paris for Assassin's Creed.
No, they caused the Pikachu trading cards to stop being given out.
Sad times.
This is why we can't have nice things. In October, speaking of nice things, people managed to jump into bed with Lizelle in less than how many minutes?
Oh, I put 10.
No, they were...
Gotta go fast.
They were, exactly.
Make it last, people. Come on.
Some of the comments in the article was so good because they were commenting on being like, yeah, that sounds about right.
It wasn't necessarily that they were only lasting that number of minutes. It was that's how quickly they managed to initiate the whole scenario. So, that is a certain lack of foreplay.
And got involved to get to that point.
So I remember that.
Question 21. What was unique about this streamer playing the game at Awesome Games Done Quick?
He's a dog.
Shiba Inu. Yeah.
He is a Shiba Inu. Yeah.
Did I get the dog question right? I remember that.
Again, I remember that because Liv wrote it, and I remember a round of applause.
That was a great strap.
Very nice.
That is good. Pass me. Well done.
Yeah. Last month, Microsoft announced the first ever Xbox controller that you could what?
Eat.
Ed?
I put smell because I was thinking of the pizza one.
Nah, pizza one's all news, mate.
It's a Willy Wonka one, right?
It was the Wonka chocolate promotion.
What?
Blame Timothy Chalamet.
For everything.
Yeah. Finally, what is at the top of the Pokemon Company Christmas tree?
Okay, I think I've got it. I can't... My spelling might be wrong. Is it like a Staryu or something? Or Staru?
This is Staryu? Yeah.
Oh, I put Star Me.
Oh, no.
No, it wasn't actually a Star You. Wasn't it a Pikachu? I just used that as the strap. I thought there was an actual Pikachu at the top.
Controversy. I read your article, Liv.
I just read your strap line.
The strap line was put a Star You on top. I thought that there was actually a Pikachu on the top. I just used that as the strap line because it was a pun.
I feel misinformed by the news reporters at Eurogamer because I went...
It's called doing your research properly.
Who was winning at the end of the last round? Who knows that the English Channel divides Europe from the UK?
I'm looking at the image right now, and it is a Pikachu on the top.
Motherfucker, no! you misled me. This is you. You've been working on this misdirection.
Oh, it was my fault.
In anticipation.
Because the Eurogamer article is literally with a star you on top as the strapline. I was like, great, that's a good little bit of knowledge. See if they remember that. But no, the picture is actually.
Are you saying, Tom, that you didn't read past the headline?
Yeah. I read the
editor in chief.
Now you're misinformed.
Can I get a point? Because sure also the editor in chief thought it was a star you because of the misdirection thrown our way by a news reporter.
Starmie makes far more sense.
This is not misdirection. That was called clever writing.
Was it?
Yes.
Liv gets the point. Yeah.
I mean, it's a dirty point. I feel so cheated because I was dirty. So chuffed that I remembered the fact that was a Pokemon.
I'm so happy that this is throwing a spanner in the works.
I was thinking, surely they'll put Pikachu up because that's the mascot. And then I was like, no, Starmie, star shaped. That's much more interesting.
Makes sense.
At least I came dressed as Pikachu. Is that not worth half a point?
Can I also get one?
No,
yeah,
you don't.
I get half a point for dressing as Pikachu. I am also dressed as Pikachu.
I tried.
I'll even do the Pika noise. I'll go Pika.
I'll give you all a point for your costumes. There we go. Which changes nothing.
Changes nothing, but I'm still delighted.
Which brings us to the end of the quiz. Thank you so much for playing. If you're playing along at home, I hope you had fun. All that remains is to get the final scores, which this year are...
awful.
In a very respectable third place with 11.5 points, Ed Nightingale.
That is not respectable. That is less than 50%. That's a fail.
But at least you look good.
Than... me.
You look good doing it.
That is 50%.
Yeah.
I can't even count.
With a point for your costume.
Yeah, you've got a point for your costume.
Yeah.
So, oh no, then it's less than
50%.
Hey, look,
50% is a pass at university.
No,
that'll do me.
Look how pleased you look in your Pikachu drinking from your PlayStation.
In second place, with a very respectable, and it was close, 17 points. Liv, congratulations.
Guys.
But our winner this year with 20 points is Victoria. Congratulations, Victoria.
20 points.
Especially after that really bad start where I put Nestle Tower for a male politician.
Yes.
Did you secretly revise before this?
No.
I don't think it was that secret. I think it was pretty obvious that Victoria did revise.
No, I actually did. Guys, I just have a really good memory. You know this.
Do we?
Sure.
Don't you?
Do I remember that fact about you? I don't know.
Look, it's not my fault you're all goldfish, okay?
Thank you, all of you, for taking part. Your costumes, for not arguing too much. I think this was less argumentative than last year. I'm glad that we didn't do a pitch around for all of the people listening on the podcast version of this. Much appreciated. We'll be back in 2024 with more newscasts, whatever next year throws at us. We hope to see you then. Until then, Ed, or whatever you're calling yourself, where can people find you on social media?
You can find me at @Ed_Knights.
And Victoria?
I am at I just won the Eurogamer newscast Christmas quiz for 2023.com.
Cool. And Liv?
I am at just cast holy.
Thanks, everyone. I'm at Tom Phillips EG, and we'll see you next year. Bye for now.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.